I'm Kari Anderson with VPR News. The sight of bare soil and chopped down corn stalks might become a rarity in Vermont as farmers plant more winter cover crops. Agriculture officials say the practice can improve soil health and protect water quality by preventing nutrient runoff. VPR's Melody Beaudet reports.
At a cornfield in East Middlebury, Kirsten Workman of UVM Extension is digging the layer of snow off test plots of winter cover crops.
We're trying all different things all the time. So the first one that we're going to come up on here right by the telephone pole is a combination of annual ryegrass and what you'll see left of what's called a tillage radish, which is just a daikon radish like you would eat as a vegetable.
The dead foliage on the tops of the tillage radishes cover a yellowish tuber sticking 3 to 4 inches above the soil.
And it's a great manure nutrient recycler. So in the fall, when you spread manure on these radishes and any of these cover crops, really, it really soaks it up and keeps those nutrients in the field. In the winter, it's frozen and the plant's dead, but in the spring, when it warms up, it'll start releasing them back into the soil.
Last fall, farmers came to these test plots to see the cover crops in action. Workman says combinations of plants seem to work best to hold the nutrients in place.
You should be able to find some winter rye that's poking up through.
The radishes can also help break up compacted soils, which is helpful in the Champlain Valley's clay soils. More research is being done into the best way to plant cover crops, even with the corn still in the field, such as high-clearance equipment and helicopters. This fall, Champlain Valley Farmers Coalition members planted over 6,000 acres of cover crops. Workman says farmers typically start out small with cover crops, a few acres, and once they see the benefits to the soil and the improvement to the corn crops planted after the cover crops, it catches on. That's how Shoreham farmer Lauren Wood got started. He now cover crops about 120 of his 1,300 acres and is experimenting with no-till practices.
We'll only be doing more instead of less.
Wood says his farm is just over a mile from Lake Champlain, and runoff is something that concerns him.
You know, it ends up someplace, and many times it ends up in a lake.
Funding has helped cover crops catch on, too. Last year, the Vermont NRCS helped pay for 27,000 acres of cover crops. The state funded an additional 3,200 acres. And soon, cover crops may not be optional. The Agency of Agriculture's Ryan Patch says the first draft of the state's new required agricultural practices includes a provision that mandated cover crops.
Annual cropland subject to flooding from adjacent surface waters are required to be planted to cover crops. And then we set some tentative dates for establishment of those cover crops. So if your field floods, you need to have a cover crop on it.
Patch says that in addition to preventing runoff, cover crops increase the organic matter in the soil and promote biological activity and soil health. For VPR News, I'm Melody Beaudet.